الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Before speaking about Salah, discussing the need of Islah. Our Salah, our Quran, every amal of our deen, Allah Tabarakallah wanted it so that we can continue rectifying ourselves. This issue of Islah is not just about taking bayat. Some people think once I have taken bayat, then now Jannah is my door. For Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was not just reading kalima. For them, it was not just reading tahajjud. The issue of Islah for them was that I have to continue correcting. Because in the court of Almighty Allah, it's a very small action that can get one accepted. And it's a very small action that can get one rejected. So they would always be worried. Islah. You have these people who have a certain sickness, they like everything to be clean. Nothing must be out of place. That is called Islah. That how they worry of their body, their clothing, little bit dirt here, little bit dirt there. My one friend, he would sit in class, and naturally your kurta has to get creased. And as soon as he would get chance, we would go to rest, he would go to iron his kurta. But that kurta is going to get creased the next sitting. But for him to see a not creased kurta, why is the crease there? To trouble him. Now Islah is that. That only now you're not looking at the clothing, you're looking at what's under the clothing. Meaning the heart. Has the heart wavered today a little? Has my eyes strayed today? Has greed entered me today? So Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahimullah writes this. There's a very great need for people to sit in the company of those who worry of their Islah. He says, without it, to look after your deen is quite difficult. He says, our elders were very, very worried about their deen. He said, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, after the Jummah Salah, before the Jummah, on that day he was given a new kurta. So he wears the kurta and then he asks for a scissors. A new kurta, you don't want to spoil it. And you're going for the Jummah, you the Imam. But he takes the scissors and he cuts at the sleeves. And naturally when you cut there, it doesn't look nice. If you then send it to the tailor, it will look nice. But now it doesn't look nice. And then he goes for the Jummah in that state. Lovely new kurta, but look at the sleeves. Someone said to him that you could have left this for after the Jummah. You could have cut it, send it to the tailor, you would have made it. You spoiled the kurta. Ali radiallahu anhu says, today when I put it on, a feeling of looking smart came within me. Today when I put it on, a feeling of looking smart came within me. To break that feeling, he cut. Look at how sensitive they were. As soon as that feeling came, he said, it's not normal. Umar radiallahu anhu, someone saw him moving around. He had a water bag and he was going to the houses to ask people, do you need water? So someone came and said, you are the Khalif. There's 100 people you can employ to send water to the people. Since when you started carrying water? He says, today a Roman ambassador came to see me from the lands of Rome, a messenger. And when he came, he said the sentence to me that we in Rome, meaning at that time Sham, we in the Roman Empire are very impressed. We are very impressed with your levels of justice. Naturally you get happy. He said, now I am administering a remedy to my soul. Because that one sentence of his made me feel great. Tamed Islah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is grabbing his tongue. Umar radiallahu anhu comes and he finds him holding on his tongue. He said, what are you doing? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, Hada awradani al mawarid. It is the tongue that has put me in so much of problems. It is the tongue that has put me in so much of problems. If you have to look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's life, you will not believe he could have ever said anything that was wrong. He was a Siddiq. But when they were so sensitive, it was called the need of Islam. No one is ever clean and no one can remain clean. As dust settles on everything and you need to clean it, you need to vacuum it, you need to wash it, you can't leave it. If you leave it, dirt upon dirt upon dirt, you will later on feel sick also when looking at it. But if you carry on cleaning it, cleaning it, cleaning it, then when little dust comes, you pick it up immediately. This is Islah. The pious would be very sensitive because they were already clean. So now a little dust was a very big thing. But if you don't start this journey of cleaning, then you can have layers and layers of dust. You will not even realize that we are dusty. So after explaining that, Hazrat Anwar rahimullah writes, this is the condition of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Not just Sahaba praised me, prayed him. He said the man praised me, prayed him. They were ready to admit, they were ready to take medication. He says, unfortunately today, the worry of the islah of our nafs and akhlaq is very small. Now today people are not really worried about worshipping Allah with beauty. Nor are we worried about protecting others from our evil. He says, rather ghibat, jealousy, pride, hatred, that is all within us. And still the person feels, I am from the good people. May Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. As with regards to salah, what to think about in our salah, so we explain that in salah we want to be the servant of Allah. A servant is like this, that your eye will remain focused. We will not look around. The eye will remain focused. The hands will keep the body from moving around. There's no fidgeting in salah. Because a slave in front of a master doesn't behave that. So the hands will keep the body in check. The eye will remain focused. And now we're going to try to say that our tongue, wherever are possible, our limbs and our heart must go in the same direction. So speaking about the tongue, we will explain 3 points. One is what is called the dua of istiftah. Surah Fatiha and the Surah. Dua of Istifta. Istifta means to open. Surah Fatiha is called the opening chapter. Istifta means you're opening. Opening for what? You're opening your door towards the court of Almighty Allah. So naturally when you're knocking at someone's door, if you don't knock well, you can't expect the door to open. The other day someone came to ask me something. I'm waiting for him. He's not knocking, but He's waiting for me. How he's supposed to be waiting for me if I don't know he's there? So after I asked him, why you never knock? What answer you give? I never want to disturb you. He said, why you came? So now you reach the door and you're going to stand there so long, you have to knock. You can't knock so hard that you break my door down, definitely. But you can't knock so softly that you don't knock. Sometimes when we start salah, we don't even start it. There's no subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la'im. Nothing happened. You ask the person, you read salah? He said, I think so. He said, you knocked? He said, I think so. The first part of our salah. These are five sentences. Each one itself is the key. Subhanaka Allahumma. Purity is for you, O Allah. Wa bihamdika. Praise is for you, Allah. Wa tabaraka smuka. Your name is full of blessings. Wa tabaraka smuka. Wa ta'ala jadduka. Your greatness is so great. وَلَا إِلَٰهَ غَيْرُكَ. Besides you, there is no one else. Besides you. There is no deity but you. 55. You don't have to take 10 years to say this five. But you have to learn how blessings. Oh Allah, your name is full of blessings. Allah, your being is full of greatness. There is no one but you. وَلَا إِلَٰهَ غَيْرُكَ. Next time you read Salah, think, am I reading this? And if I'm reading, it must not be I'm knocking so soft that even the salah doesn't hear, I want it to open. It's a unique dhikr, this. It is a unique dhikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a few. But instead of worrying about all, at least remember this one, because you definitely somewhere along the line memorize this. Otherwise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on different occasions, he read different du'as. So as to open up the door. Open up the door. When the door opens, the crux of salah is two. It is Surah Fatiha and the Surah. But before Surah Fatiha and the Surah, to make sure it gives its results, Allah Ta'ala says, whenever you go to Quran, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Whenever you go to Quran, you must say, oh Allah, save me from the devil. Why whenever you go to Quran, you must say that? Gets him, he can't get in there, you stop him pondering. And if someone starts pondering in Quran, he becomes an alim, he learns, Allah Ta'ala says, then the devil makes him see wrong meanings in Quran. Lets him see wrong meanings in Quran. He still stands up and he says, Allah says this in Quran. Say, where you saw that? The whole Quran you never saw, that verse, how you saw that? زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْ. That one in whose heart there is a shift. He finds in Quran whatever he's not supposed to fight. Whatever he's not supposed to fight. He says, but Allah said it like this. He says, it doesn't meant like that. رُوحٌ مِنْ. The soul from Allah. The Christian said, see, even Allah says Jesus is the Son of God. He said, Quran says. Where Quran says? He says, رُوحٌ. That Allah Ta'ala said, وَرُوح, and He is the soul of Allah. Whereas your soul means, the soul has come from Allah. All of our soul came from Allah. But Isa A.S., it came in a different manner. When something comes in a different manner, Allah attributes it to Himself. Every house belongs to Allah. But one house is called Baytullah. This is Allah's house. The other houses, everything belongs to Allah. But one is unique. But how they saw that verse? He told the Kalda Christians so many other verses that said Jesus is not the Son. You never saw that. But what it is, the devil does not like anyone to read Quran. When he reads, he doesn't want him to ponder. When he ponders, he takes him off in a wrong meaning. Man can never ever be safe. So what he does? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This, normally a Hafiz boy won't even understand. That is why one scholar wrote a kitab called Talbis to Iblis. Talbis, to take astray. Iblis, Iblis. In that he wrote about how many people the devil already took astray. What was his purpose behind it? That don't think it's such an easy road. There were many in the past who also thought I'm okay. And one he said, tell you the story. At that time, you think, can't I have a life jacket? And if a man says, how is the life jacket going to help you? You'll fall in the water and they'll eat you. Then what you do then? Then you say, oh Allah, I ask you for your protection. Because it's only you looking after me. It's only you. When you will see how many people Iblis pulled in, it's not a small thing, the shaitani thing. Well, normally we hear the word Iblis because when we were small, our parents made Iblis to us like what we call the spook. So it was like a thing that at night he comes out. That's like a small jinn. When you were in school, they used to call it the tokolosh. I don't know if you all know about it. Say we go by the river, there's a tokolosh there. So there are a jinn. That's a baby jinn. We used to get very worried of that. Very worried. But what happened is, it took our mind away from the real jinn. We thought that the real Iblis, he punches you. He makes noise in the dark. He makes you scared. Like a naughty guy. That's how he was. We never understood evil. Evil. When you will go into knowledge, you will understand how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized, looked at Iblis. It was no small thing. It was a thing of evil. It was a thing of evil. The way he would make dua, oh Allah, I seek your protection. That the devil grabs me from in front, he was saying. That the devil grabs me from behind. That the devil takes me from under. He comes from above. So many words. From above, from under my feet, he pulls me through. From the right he attacks me, from the left he attacks me. You say, Allah, put light in front of me, light behind me. Why you will do this? You will do it when you will understand that the devil is not a small baby. When a person starts his salah, the main thing of salah is Quran. That's the message. That's the hidayah. But to make sure we get it from Quran, we start with A'udhu Billah, Yimina Shaykhun. So your next salah, read it. But don't just read it like a rasm, like a custom. Read it as what I am looking for in the salah is right around the corner. That surah. That little bit, that surah. It's a message from Allah. But to get to that surah, I have to say, Allah, make sure the devil stays far. I only need to ponder over that surah. So I told you about Sana. I told you about A'udhu. Now there is a surah Fatiha and that surah. Some of the scholars would say the qirat in salah is not surah Fatiha, it's the surah. Surah Fatiha is to just say, oh Allah, I need you to put me on the path. Because many people, they lost it. Many knew the way and in their stubbornness they never walked and you're angry with them. And there's one selected group who you chose. I need to be of that group. Surah Fatiha is to say, oh Allah, give me my answer. And immediately then the man says, Ameen. The angels say, Ameen. And then what comes after the surah? Surah Fatiha. After Surah Fatiha comes the surah. That surah, whether it is 3 verses, whether it is 5 verses, that surah is the answer to my dua of Surah Fatiha. And that surah is why I'm saying, Allah, I'm going to get what you gave, in which is my answer, let the devil say far. So example, I'm reading, Walaf, by the oath of time, indeed man is in a loss. That message was meant for me in my salah. Because what is Surah Fatiha? Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, I ask you for guidance. So the next Allah Tawaruk Ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. You want guidance? Here's it in this Quran. So every line in Quran is my answer. In Salah, that surah that I'm reading is my answer. It's the answer. So again, after I say Allahu Akbar, I said Allah in those 2 minutes, the whole world I pushed behind me. It's only me and you. Now what do I need? I need the door to open. So that I can come in your court and I can take from you a message. Because if someone says, let's go for Mi'raj. Say, Allah's Nabi went for Mi'raj. What he got? He said he got the chance to converse with Almighty Allah. Allah gave him a gift. Allah gave him a message. Allah gave him. So me and you are gone for our Mi'raj. We asked that the door opened. Thereafter we said, oh Allah, I need Hidayah, that Surah Fatiha. A'udhu Billah, let the devil stay far. The answer to Hidayah was, here's it here, this Quran. So immediately I started my Surah. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. At the end of the condition of all, looking for it. And that's the condition of all our Salah. That's the condition. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's fikr in this Ummah was 2 things. His Ummah must get Quran, and his Ummah must get Salah. That's one. If me and you can get this, even a small surah like Wal Asr and Inna Atina, I know the meaning. I know the basic meaning. But I need to hear it in my Salah. And if you go towards it, you will see how you will wait for your surah to come. Once the surah is done in Salah, the rest of the motions are to thank Almighty Allah. What a surah. What a surah. And then you get one more chance. Come, I'll give you another surah. And again you go towards that surah. What a surah. Again you go into ruku. Again you go into sajda. You thank Allah. You make salam. Say, wow. What a message my Allah gave me. It's harder to think when we're reading. It's easier to think when somebody else is reading. So the easiest for this year is when you have an imam and you learn to pay attention to what surah he's reading. Because that surah is not just for him, but that surah is for me. That surah is not just for him, that surah is for me. How to start it? At the end of a salah, ask yourself, what did the imam read in the first rakat? Who remembers what our imam read in the first rakat? Sometimes if you ask the imam also what he read, he can't remember. He says, you carried the message, you forgot. Now remember what he read. The only reason we remember what this imam read is because when he starts, we say, hey, okay, it's going to be 1 page long. Because he likes to read long. So he starts short and you say, okay, so many lines. Ask yourself always after the salah, what did the imam read? If you know it, you're moving in the right direction. If you can't remember, make tawbah and say, Allah, my next salah, I'll try and be better. Because I entered the salah for the surah. I entered the salah for the surah. The salah was to open the door. The a'udhu was to say, devil, stay away. The surah Fatiha was to say, I need that hidayah. And then Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. Yes, it. And then the surah came and I forgot it. I forgot. I went into it and I left it. 2 things. Quran and Salah. And in that is the Islah of a person. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with our Islah. We can read a wonderful Salah. We can ponder over Quran. We can enjoy the gifts that Allah Ta'ala has given us as it's supposed to be enjoyed. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.